From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Think about the last time you saw a Broadway blockbuster, live, in a theater. Chances are that musical or play began its life as a reading. That's when a group of actors sit, stand, or sometimes move around a stage, reading aloud from the script. It's typically done before a live audience, who get to watch it for free. For the playwright, it's a chance to see, for the first time, their words taken off the page and onto the stage. Once the coronavirus pandemic hit and theaters started to shut down, Palm Beach Drama Works had to take its series of weekly readings and move it online. WLRN's series Intermission is looking at how South Florida's arts community is using social media and online events to stay in touch with their audiences throughout the pandemic. And today we're talking with Bruce Linser, an actor and director who's hosting Palm Beach Drama Works virtual readings. Bruce, what has it been like for the actors to go from a theater environment to performing within this little window on a computer screen?
Yeah, the biggest challenge with that is the actors are used to speaking to each other, and they can't really do that in this format, because if they're talking to each other in their windows, then the audience isn't really seeing their eyes. So I've really encouraged them to not necessarily interact with each other, but to really do this like a film audition where you're talking to the camera and the camera becomes your scene partner.
Just the same as regular theater readings, these Zoom play readings are free to the public, but people still need to make reservations. Why is that?
Well, we are limited to 500 participants, and we didn't know what the popularity of this would be, and it has turned out to be very popular. We haven't gotten yet to the 500 limit, but we wanted to be able to be sure that the people that signed up for it were able to get in. And so that was why we have everybody go through the website to quote-unquote purchase tickets, so that we can keep track of how many people are coming into the room.
And here's a bit of the live reading of John W. Lowell's play called Drawing Fire, read by actors Irene Agin and Paul Tay. They play a married couple, and in this scene, they're arguing over their daughter's driving skills.
At least take comfort from the fact that she handles a car a whole hell of a lot better than other people.
Other people.
You, if we have to name names.
Once, Gigi, once. You're never going to let me forget that, huh? It was a minor fender bender in a badly laid out parking lot and no one was hurt. And that was 5.5 years ago. And don't think I don't recognize your go-to tactic of changing the subject.
There's no change of subject. We're talking about who should be driving and who shouldn't.
So after each script reading, there's a Q&A with the audience. Ordinarily, if they're sitting in a live theater, the audience would just raise their hands to comment or ask a question. So how is it done via this video conferencing?
We use what Zoom calls the webinar feature, so that we only see the panelists. They have a feature called Q&A. They do have the option to raise their hand and I could bring them into the room to speak, but I found that it's much easier for them to just go into the Q&A, type in their question. I can keep track of them and say, okay, we're going to answer this question next. And then as soon as we've answered it, I can click it and it goes away so that I know that we've answered everybody's questions and we've heard everybody's comments. But of course, what that means for us is that we don't get to hear the laughter, we don't get to hear the crying or the gasps or the, you know, any of that stuff. It'll never replace the actual experience that we're all used to and that we're all hungry for. And we really look forward to the time when we can come back and do that all together in the same room again.
We've been speaking with Bruce Linser, an actor and director who's hosting virtual play readings for Palm Beach Drama Works. This interview is part of WLRN's series Intermission, a look at how South Florida's arts community is using social media or web-based events to connect with their audiences during social distancing. If you're an artist or arts organization finding new ways to do this, we would love to hear your story. Please email us at talktous@wlrnnews.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.